Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the skies are clear across Israel, offering a comfortable evening to step outside. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, it's a warm night. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, perfect for a night walk. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, Ynet reports that Israel has paused offensive operations in southern Lebanon ahead of the next round of talks. Also, Times of Israel noted earlier today that an Israeli strike killed a Lebanese army general and two soldiers. The IDF is reviewing the incident. Also this hour, JNS reports Israeli commandos have been active in Azerbaijan as part of operations aimed at Iran. Separately, Forward reveals that the majority of House Democrats voted against a resolution to prevent U.S. involvement in Lebanon. And finally, JTA reported from earlier today that Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Memory, known for Middle East analysis, shared minutes ago that they've released a report on religious radicalization in Syria under the al-Sharaa regime. Michael Starr from the Jerusalem Post reported a short time ago about vandalism at a Toronto synagogue. An investigation is underway, but no suspects have been identified. Iris, a social media commenter, expressed her view minutes ago that the New York Times remains biased against Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Israeli pause in southern Lebanon, this decision comes as diplomatic efforts intensify. According to Ynet, officials are hopeful for progress but remain cautious. The outcome could impact regional stability. Turning to the strike in Lebanon, the Times of Israel outlines that the incident involved a Lebanese military vehicle entering a combat zone without coordination. Evacuations in southern Lebanon are underway amid ongoing tensions. Meanwhile, JNS reports that Israeli commandos have been operating in Azerbaijan. This activity is part of a broader strategy against Iran. The situation underscores Israel's expansive regional security measures. Moving on to U.S. politics. According to Forward, a House resolution aimed at limiting American military actions in Lebanon was defeated. This highlights ongoing debates over U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. Finally, Hezbollah's rejection of the ceasefire deal, as per JTA, complicates peace efforts. The U.S. continues to push for diplomatic solutions despite these setbacks. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that average high-tech salaries in Israel soared to a record $13,310 in March, reflecting a robust sector growth. Separately, Katek reveals that cybersecurity startup Offroad has secured $7 million to enhance AI-driven identity security solutions. And finally, Globes notes that the Bank of Israel's governor, Amir Yaron, hinted at potential interest rate cuts if the shekel strengthens further, which could impact inflation. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.